known as Sakanas Usha, because the city where they were sitting, basically the head of the Gadol left Yerushalayim, went to the city of Usha, and made the Sakana, it was took place in the city of Usha, so it's known as Sakanas Usha. Sakanas Usha is that a person should not spend more than one-fifth of his nechasim on staka. Similarly, there's a Sakana, the person doesn't spend more than one-fifth of his nechasim on a mitzvah asay. So it doesn't apply, it applies to staka, it applies to other mitzvahs asay. The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed in Chelev Beis Perakov talks about the halacha of not giving more than a chaimish, not giving more than one-fifth, and he talks about there are some exceptions to that rule, scenarios where a person will be allowed to give more than one-fifth. The first one is a Ramah in Meridei. The Ramah says before a person is leaving this world, a person is about to die, a person is allowed to give, the Ramah says a person is allowed to give all of his property to tzedakah. The question, disagree with the Ramah, the Pasuk not like the Ramah, a person should not give away all of his nechasim to tzedakah, he should leave something for his family. The machlok is whether a person, what the limit is it a third, is it a half, but the person, it's not limited to one-fifth at that point in time. The Chofetz Chaim paskens that a person who's an usher mufwag, he's an extraordinary usher, very, very wealthy, is allowed to give more than one-fifth of his property. So the person is a billionaire, he's allowed to give more than one-fifth to tzedakah. Because the person, the tzedakah was afraid he'll eventually end up being impoverished himself, he won't have a house to support himself. So Nebuchadnezzar gives 500 million, only left with 500 million left, he'll still be able to survive. So we allow him to give half, we allow him to give more than a fifth to tzedakah. Some of the kind passages that we spoke about at the beginning, if there are aniyim there, if an ani is standing right here and he needs tzedakah, there's no limit of a fifth. According to the Rambam, it's a chiyuv to give more than a fifth. According to others, it's a mitzvah. You're allowed to give more than a fifth. The limit doesn't apply when the ani is standing there. Obviously, the Chofetz Chaim says that it's a pikuach nefesh situation. The question is, if you don't give the money, a person has a potentially could die. Obviously, the person has no limit of a fifth. Chofetz Chaim says a fascinating point. He says that this halakha only applies to tzedakah. That it's mavur and the shizim of kubetzim and tzuvis. It doesn't apply to support of peril. If you're supporting a person who's living parallel, there's no limit of a fifth. He says, and that's why we find by the Yisachar Zvulun that they split it half and half. The arrangement was that Zvulun was giving half of everything that he made, half of his property, half of everything was going to Yisachar. For a purpose of Yisachar to support parallel, a person is allowed to give more than one-fifth. Chofetz Chaim says if a person has a steady income, he has a job, he has a steady income, and he has the money put away, he's allowed to give more than one-fifth of that money. But since he has a steady income, he will be able to support himself still, so that's not a problem. He says, and that's why the Medrash says that Remeir was a very good scribe, and he used to make X amount per week, and he used to give one-third of that money away. That's more than a fifth. But he was a good scribe, and he had on steady income, he had people coming in, giving him business, so he's allowed to do that. He says a person in general is a person who spends his money very easily, loosely, and he spends on luxuries and etc. more than he should be spending. He has no limit on how he spends on other things. So with tzedakah, you have to be worried about what's going to be later on. You shouldn't spend so much money. When it comes to everything else, who cares? You know, let's live and have a good time. It doesn't apply anymore. Once a person acts like that and he spends his money very loosely without thinking about how he's spending his money, see, there's no limit. You can give the tzedakah as much as you want also. So then it wouldn't apply anymore. The last thing is that he doesn't say, but the Bala Tanya says in Tanya that a person is giving tzedakah, and let's say a person needs to be merapa himself. So he says, listen, whatever you have to do, you need to afford, you spend your money. So a person is a Bala Veira, and he needs kapara, and tzedakah is one of the greatest ways to get kapara. He says there's no limit anymore. The refuah and nefesh should be worse than refuah and guf. Not mishtaber that the limit applies. The person's giving tzedakah because he has aveiros, and he's giving tzedakah as a kapara of his aveiros, and there's no limit anymore. That halacha only applies to people who were tzaddikim and they didn't have any aveiros. So basically, he just took the whole halacha of Tzedakah Usha and threw it out the window. Because I don't know about you guys, but most I know by me, it doesn't apply anymore. Right? It said the person needs it for this, and he says it's totally acceptable. The nechaz laws are possible like that in the tshuva halacha lamaisa that. It's not just a musar gor, it's a halacha lemaisa that a person who's giving it because of kapara for his aveiros, there's no limit on the amount he wants to give as a kapara. Again, just to mention this last point, the importance of Sukkah, you see that Chazal made the Sukkah of not giving more than a fifth, because they're worried about people to take care of themselves as being responsible at the same time. At the same time, there are many exceptions to that where we see it's important to give Sukkah, that the power of Sukkah is significant, it's important, especially this time of year before the Yom Niroyim. People should give Sukkah as much of their files as much as they can. Believe me, people need it. The situation in Klai Yisrael is not easy. So whatever you can do, if people have Maisa from the work they did over the summer, people have jobs over the year, people should be aware of the concept of Maisa, the concept of Sukkah. Even little money coming in, a person should be careful with that already. Or he has Bar Mitzvah money, he has to dinner Meiser on his Bar Mitzvah money. He has to be aware of these halachas, and he should be giving Sukkah according to these halachas, as we said. Okay, have a good morning, have a good Shabbos.